We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Coming up, we'll speak with Fox News' Ed Henry about all matters McCabe. And the president on the road today in New Hampshire, the opiate thing, including some emphasis on death penalty for drug dealers. But Kyle Smith is not a household name, but when he's been on with me, when you've heard this guy, he writes usually for the Sunday New York Post. I love the stuff that he writes. So yesterday he wrote, and this one is a little bit dicey, the rising cost of Disney World. I need to hear from you immediately if you've been to Disney, say in the last 2 or 3 years, how much did you spend? Reflects the growing wealth of America's middle class. Now, when Ro and I took TJ there first, he had a thing for King John for some reason. We had to find that in all of Disney. It was a minor character. It went crazy over that. And then we took them by train, thanks to listener input. It was a horror going all the way to train and back. And Disney was not that expensive then. Kyle Smith says, though, now at Disney, the cost, when he opened in 1971, ticket prices were roughly $20 in today's dollars, $3.50 back then. In 2018, a single weekend day at the Magic Kingdom will cost you $129. Parking is another $22. With plane fare, accommodation, meals, car rental, and so on, a family of four can expect to spend close to $5,000 for a week's vacation. And that's if you take it easy on the souvenirs. All those left-wing columnists who fret about one percenters and inequality seem not to have noticed. But the way capitalism is showering wealth in the country is as spectacular as Disney's nightly works. If you can afford to drop $700 to $1,000 a day on vacation, you're doing well. And tens of millions of us are. This month at the Magic Kingdom, my family discovered routine two-hour wait times for both the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Peter Pan's flight. Well, that was a big problem. Right there, I had trouble. I know they snake you around and make you believe you're moving. You can't fool Dom. That's it. I would pay more just to get on the ride.
Yeah, that's why they invented the Fast Pass.
All right, so what do you say, Bill, back here, that, look, Disney is booming. And they're charging unbelievable amounts of money. He says, the fine dining establishment in the fairy tale castle, Cinderella's Royal Tabor, a bottle of Dom Perignon costs $320. It is booked for months in advance. So the argument is, you know, $5,000 for a vacation. Disney's numbers are as good or better than ever.
Right. So I thought this was implying, like, the more, as Disney raises their prices, people's okay with it. But this is really just saying, hey, Disney's seeing their sales and all their stuff go at a skyrocket. Okay, yeah, that's probably a good sign because Disney is the classic go-to spot for the family with young kids. But how I interpret it is because these corporations, or these amusement parks, I should say, are going to raise their prices every year. We did it at Sesame. Sesame continues to raise their prices.
Yeah, but these are unbelievable numbers,
right.
And yet the numbers are higher than previous years of people going there.
So that is a good sign then. Then if people are flying, especially because when, actually, I remember because I worked at Disney, at Sesame when they were on the economy was on the downtrot.
Right.
People would take stay vacations, they would call them. They would stay in their local
area. Yeah, that's why it'd be
and
popular.
And that's where actually Sesame saw their sales go up because people would rather go to Sesame Place in Langhorne in the Philadelphia area instead of flying or taking the train as you did. I took the train too. The first time I went to Disney, that is a nightmare.
Oh, it is.
I don't know how people survive. I actually just had a friend whose nephew, was down there and he had a case of pneumonia when he was down in...
Oh,
and he's only 2 years old, so he was in the hospital for a couple of days. And because he couldn't fly when when they cleared him and they sent him back up, he had to take the train home. That I don't know how you do
it. It's a nightmare.
It's like 24 hours.
We were told how great this would be. Not so. And how you can sleep on the train. Not so. But, so is this guy right? That the rising costs of Disney reflects the growing wealth. What he's saying is America's lower middle class has moved to the middle, and America's former middle class has moved to the upper middle class, and that's how people can afford to spend $5,000 to go to Disney. Say, I wouldn't pay it. $5,000.
$5,000 is a ton because, but when you, they always say like you get the value out of it because like if you stay at one of these Disney resort hotels like Animal Lodge Kingdom, one of those crazy things, you get the passes for the amusement park. Say you get stay there for 7 nights or 6 days, 7 nights or whatever that adds up to. Like you'll get the passes included in your hotel stay for those 6 days that you're at the amusement park. So like you're saving. At the same time, like you're spending a ton. You're spending $5,000, as you said in that article that Kyle wrote. But like, just to try and just trying to save up for that takes the amount that when you've had the kid, by the time they're 8 or 9, okay, we're ready to go.
Well, exactly. So my biggest memory of Disney, other than the pleasant ones, is the hotel we stayed at. DJ and Luke, we back then we used to play 90-hole putt-putt
mini golf things.
Yeah. And both of them were pretty close. Luke was only really young then. And Luke was beating him the whole time. And then Luke, like, 4 or 5 putted the last green to lose by a shot. He was only about 5 or 6.
He 4 or 5 putted the one where you can have a chance of getting a free game that you're never going to ever use because you go back home.
Exactly. And DJ mocked him, and he was chasing him with a putter in through to the hotel that I had to stop
him. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's how intense it was. Yes, I never forgot that.
See, that's some nice, healthy competition,
oh,
I would argue.
To put it mildly. All right, so is this a good sign, or is Disney just a ripoff and you're not paying $5,000? The premise here is capitalism is lifting so many boats that people here, look, I get it, they come from around the world. By the way, little correction midstream, I misspoke in the last hour. The graduates of Susquehanna tell me it is the Riverhawks is their mascot name now. Not the squirrel. I kind of jumbled them together. Alvernia is the one that took, that stopped the Crusaders. And I have to look it up. Which one are called the squirrels now? So apparently Susquehanna are the Riverhawks. But is this good news or is Disney just out of control? They're selling more than they've ever sold to go to Disney. And yet the average family vacation, this guy says, is about $5,000. Joe in Morrisville. Joe, is this capitalism rising or what?
Well, I think you guys are way off base on this. I think that most people figure it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip with their kid.
Right.
And so they put it on their credit cards.
Well, ultimately, right? They have to pay. Ultimately, they have to pay it, though.
Yeah, but it's $150 a month. They can afford that. You're not putting out $5,000 in one shot.
Well, I'm not saying you're doing it in one shot, but what I'm saying is that they are not. I mean, I don't care if you have all the credit cards in the world, but you can't pay for it if you're not making a certain amount of income, even over the course of time.
Yeah, but that's just it, though. People do that. That's why credit card debt is so big in this country.
Yes, but Disney is selling more and more of this. Each year, they have more people that go there and are buying.
Is it because the population's increasing as well?
Well, I'm sure the population's increasing, but in real per capita terms, they are doing very, very well, even though they've raised. These are obscene prices, I think.
Yeah, but I look at it this way. When we had the big recession with the housing collapse during Obama's administration, right, people were losing their jobs left and right. It was terrible, and yet the casinos were still filled.
Well, I think that tells us, though, that that's right. It tells us that, well, other than degenerate gamblers, it tells us that there are people out there, that more and more Americans are moving into the middle, upper of the middle class. I think Kyle Smith is right. Does it reflect in toto the growing wealth of America's middle class? Because I thought Disney was, back in the day, it was this thing you had to take your kids to Disney. I thought that had calmed down a little bit. You know, in other words, it's not a requirement or something of parenting. So that's not there. The prices are incredible. It's not just going to Disney. It's that in the fancier dining estate, you can't get a seat. He talks about the cost to get in is $129. I don't remember what it was when we went. And that just overall, Disney is being thronged. Is that showing we're out of the recession? Is it showing there is a rising middle class? There's something going on where there's enough people of means to be able to go and do Disney.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.